Professor Marilyn Armour of the University of Texas at Austin interviewed the families of murder victims in Texas and Minnesota. What she found was that neither the death penalty nor life without parole sentences that murderers receive bring closure for the victims' relatives. Speaking at a conference at the Marquette University Law School, Patty Drew, whose father was murdered in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1997, said that for her, forgiveness was more important than retribution.
Forgiveness was about me not letting the perpetrator mess up the rest of my life. It wasn't about forgetting. He did what he did. He did something terribly evil. But I had a life to live, and I was going to get on with it. It was going to be impacted. It was going to be affected, but in ways that I chose.
But the adversarial nature of the legal system sometimes stands in the way of survivors' efforts to regain control of their lives. Milwaukee criminal defense attorney Ed Borda says the new research points to a need for more communication between the prosecutors, the survivors, and the defense attorneys representing the murderer, as well as the murderer's family.
Unless you have the prosecutor's office actually doing any type of outreach with the defense, the system is not going to change. And we're still going to have that adversary view of the entire system. It's us against them.
Others at the conference suggested that victim advocacy offices be moved out of the prosecutor's office and established as neutral agencies that would not be seen as part of a team that is for or against the perpetrator and focused only on helping victims rebuild their lives. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.